Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey everybody, welcome back to The Shift. This week's guests are Brendan Zaglow and Stephen Mullen. Brendan Zaglow is a hilarious comedian from Long Island and one of my favourite people. And you guys have already heard Stephen on the podcast before. We talked about online dating, how to ask people out, dealing with rejection, how does try and stop past relationship stuff affecting the future relationship. We have a little chat about that. And so yeah, it's a lot of fun. The lads give good advice, and have a listen if you want to watch the video. It's on the Patreon, and also be doing interviews with listeners on the Patreon as well starting this week. So sign up to that if you want to listen to that, or if you want to be a guest on it, and let me know. We could just do a fun little thing for the Patreon. Other than that, enjoy this episode.
Hey.
Hi.
What's the crack, man? How are you? I'm Stephen.
I'm Brendan. What's up, man?
Nice to meet you, man.
Yes, the pleasure is all mine. What
just
does that mean?
Sure I'm recording.
The pleasure is all yours.
What does that mean when people say that?
Sounds filthy.
Sounds creepy.
You're like,
the pleasure's
nice
all
to
mine.
Meet you.
The pleasure's all mine. The word pleasure.
Yeah, for the listeners, I just did a wanking movement. Or for the Americans, jerk off.
Jerk off.
We say wanking. I think wanking has come into...
Oh, because Peaky Blinders or something? Or is Shameless?
No.
Peaky Blinders.
Yeah. No. Go to the garrison and have a wank. Oh,
yeah. I need to get that money for a wank.
You cheeky cunt. I think Americans just like the word wank, and we knew about that for a long time. So I say wanking all the time.
Oh, nice. Yeah. When you're like, hey, lad.
I'm not saying it to you, Katie.
Why don't you tell me about your wanks?
You don't want to know. They're not fun.
Yeah. The older you get, they do become harder work. I agree with you, Brendan.
Yeah. They become more of a job, and then there's guilt and everything.
Guilt, yeah.
You know?
That's so interesting. Someone just said that to me recently, a guy, and I was like, I had no idea. They were like, yeah, I don't even enjoy wanking anymore. I'd rather just wait for sex. I'm like, what?
I don't know about that now. I think like while wanking is hard work, sex is definitely harder work.
Yeah.
Because you have to talk to someone.
I knew a guy who was like in this long-term relationship where, you know, they were basically married until they were married. And he would always go like, yes, Paul is not in town. I can't wait to go home and jerk off. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like a grass is greener always kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's a real, is that kind of like a more guy thing? Is it?
I don't know. Cause I was away there a couple of weeks ago and I was like full of questions about all the things that she had a wank about when I was away. And she was like, no, I just tidied the house and it was nice not to have you around. So maybe it is just a guy thing.
I think it is because guys, we can bust one out before, like if you have 5 minutes before you have to leave, you're like, I think I could jerk off real quick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's so true, because for a girl, like, I could get myself off quickly, but then I'd have to have a shower afterwards. I don't want to be going around, like, you know,
shower.
I need to be clean.
Jesus, what are you doing, Katie?
Yeah, are you raping yourself?
I come hard.
But I think, like, I put a hole in the wall.
You'll just, like, wipe your dick for a girl. Like, if I have sex and then I have to go somewhere, I'm going to have a shower afterwards. Even if I masturbate, I'm going to, like, wash my vag out. I don't know. You're just like...
I think that's you. I think that's a you thing. Because I've had sex with girls who we then left, like she didn't have to shower or anything.
I've left and gone home and showered, but if I were going out to people, yeah, I wouldn't be going out with, like, I would shower after. Yeah.
with the sweaty vag. And I mean, some people are into sweaty vages as well. So
I'm super into that.
There you go. Yeah. Yep, there you are.
I'm into a lot of, like, I say that and then I get into a relationship with someone and I'm like, don't even dirty talk. I can't. I've seen everything that you can do. So.
Now, is that the early part of the relationship, Brendan? Because I definitely had the weird thing before where my girlfriend, when we first started going out, she turned up to my house with the long overcoat because we were living separately at the time, the long overcoat. And then I opened the front door and she went ka-ching, you know, and she was wearing all the gear. And I was like, no, I'm not about that. I just couldn't for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Well, now I'm like, I'd be like, get that shit on now.
No, I'm the complete opposite. If I'm talking to a girl and then she does that, I'm like, this is so hot. That's crazy. Oh my God. I can't wait to say weird things. I hope you went for a jog today and you didn't shower. I can't wait for this. But if like my long-term girlfriend does that, which my ex did that at one point, like a couple months ago. And I was like, I was still into it. I was like, whoa, this is hot. But I was also like, it feels like you're trying. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the turn. Yes, I agree. That's what it was. It was like, it was too much. I was like, oh, that's trying too hard. You just came off the tube dressed like that.
Totally, totally. Yeah. And don't get me wrong. It was still like super hot and we had sex. And I was like, that was great.
Yeah.
But if, I don't know, the newer the relationship is, the more excited I am for
Right,
sex.
Okay.
But nice. Feels like you're trying how, because they're always going to be, I guess, trying a little. Like, so what's the, how do you make it seem like, oh no, my clothes just disappeared underneath the coat, you know?
I don't know.
I mean, I'll be honest, Joe, I miss when she tried. We literally had that conversation last night. She's like, I'm tired, fuck off.
That's so funny.
It's like, yeah, fuck it. What are you going to do?
I
don't
know.
Swings and roundabouts, you know, it'll come back.
Yeah.
I think it's
No, you go.
I was going to say, I think it's like a head thing that I personally have to get over. Like, I definitely have to talk to my therapist about it and have him be like, no, you should enjoy. Like, I need someone to be like, no, it is good because blah, 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 blah. And then I'll go, oh, you're right. You know?
Mm, yeah.
I think as well, I don't know, I've been thinking about this a bit lately, but here in America, like, you'll have sex on the first night and I feel like there's a lot you do more. Whereas I felt like at home in my relationship, the longer we dated, the more we would try out stuff. And it was kind of like we always had something to look forward to until we ran out of things and then we broke up.
It's like a gig, isn't it? You don't start with your great shit up top, do you? You're going to blow your load.
Yeah, I don't want a guy sticking a finger in my arse the first time we have sex. But like after like a month or two and he's like, woof, I'm like, oh, what? There's still new stuff to come.
I don't know. I'm kind of into that. If I'm doing like a one night stand, I'm trying everything.
That's different. That's just
different, I guess. But I mean, when you're dating, it's nice to keep some cards close to your chest, and then like when it gets a little like, ooh, spice it up with, you know, whatever.
I don't think so. I think even when you're dating somebody, like the first time you guys have sex, you gotta fucking I'm like, I'll try it. It also depends on how drunk I am. If I'm drunk, I'm so putting my finger in your butt. If I'm not, then I'm not. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. That's beautiful. Well, we started strong anyway. I think we just shot our muck there.
Yeah, that's the show.
We just blew our load.
That's the show, everybody.
There's nowhere to go now, guys.
I gotta tell you, man, I didn't think I'd be this horny at fucking 12 o'clock in the fucking morning, dude.
I'm horny all the time. I have a problem.
Really?
Yeah, like, I mean, I don't want to have, like, I'm not like, I need to go out and have one night stand. I can't have one night stands, but like, if I'm not dating, I'm masturbating a lot. And if I am dating, I want them to have sex with me a lot. So
nice.
Right.
I like, yeah, like the guy I'm seeing now, I like woke him up at 8 o'clock the other morning and he was like still asleep. And I was like, is this consensual?
And he was let me ask you.
Yeah. Just, I'm not doing any work.
Katie, let me ask you, when you masturbate, do you feel guilt after? Or are you like... Are you like, oh, God, that sucks?
I used to, like, so I've probably mentioned it on the podcast before, but for any, like, new listeners, I wasn't masturbating until a couple of years ago. And because when I would feel guilty and I didn't know how to do it. But then when I, like, orgasmed from it, I was like, oh, I don't feel guilt anymore. And so it's too pleasurable to feel guilt. And, like, I'll do it a few times in a night, like, because the more I orgasm, the better it is. It's like a whole process. Yes, I'm like, you know, like lights off, bedtime, ready to go.
The washing, the laundry's done. I know what you mean.
Yeah, yeah. So, I used to feel guilt as well with sex and stuff. And it just turned out my whole sexual life, I wasn't orgasming. I thought I was until I figured out how to touch myself. And then I was like, oh, this is why. Because it was actually just, I thought it was guilt, but it was anticlimactic.
Yes. So
it was like going for a jog and nothing happened. And I hate running. I hate exercising. So it was just like a complete, now I'm like, I orgasm and I'm like, if I'm dating someone, we're having consistent sex, I feel like a happier person. Like the past month I've been at like, or the past, no, we've only been having sex for like 2 weeks, but I'm like, woohoo, life's great.
Nice. Nice. Yeah. I think that's with everybody. Cause I haven't had sex in 8 months and I want to blow my brains out. I am so depressed. It's like insane.
Sorry, Brendan.
It only gets worse too. That's why I think prostitution should be legal. Cause once you get that, I mean, you know, that's a last resort kind of thing. Cause you don't want to like pay for sex and you don't want it like that, you know, cause they're very professional. I assume I've never had a hooker, but I assume it's insanely professional and lacking any kind of romance at all.
Yeah.
But if I'm going 8 months and I'm like, I need to feel like I can put in the work, you know, like I need to feel like I can, like a man again, then I should be able to go to a brothel.
I mean, I think even a trip to the brothel, like to even just talk to a prostitute about that, you'd get a lot out of it, you know?
You think so?
Yeah, I know it's happened in movies and shit like that, but like even if you didn't feel right about the having sex thing, you could just go, look, I just need to feel like I'm a man. And she'll just go, yeah, of course you can. You know, yeah, of course you're a man, blah, blah, blah. She'll know, they've heard it all. They're fucking experts.
Of course, they've heard it all.
I agree with you as well, because I think like the benefits of sex is so high. And then let's say if you have a sore back, you go for a massage. So like, I don't see the problem with it. And especially if it's it's rules and regulations and the women want to do that. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like you're not going to some like fucking underground thing where the woman's been like, doesn't want to do that. But yeah, I think.
And there's also massage places that will give you a fucking hand job after, which is something I've never done, but I want to so bad.
Yes, I know friends of mine who have done that in Thailand, and they've all said that it's weirdly, I know this sounds weird, but it's weirdly not a sexual thing. Apparently, in the places that do it, it's just kind of part of the service. They're getting rid of all the stress in your body, and then it's just, they finish it off with that, and you're just like jelly. And they're like, you're very welcome. Look, just a little wet wipe there. Clean it up. Now, whenever you're ready, you can leave.
Amazing.
There's nothing sexual about it. It's just like, boom.
Oh, yeah. I want that so bad.
There should be more of those for girls as well. Like, the option should be there. Like, a little rub of the clit after they rub your back.
Absolutely. I bet there is.
Yeah. And I think for women...
There is a Pornhub anyway.
I think for women that would be... Like, I couldn't do that because I would feel shame and guilt about that. But that's not... I don't think that's right. It's just... You know, there's only so much you can, there's only so much of your culture you can take out of you. Like, I would feel guilty after that. I'd like, I just feel weird. I'd be like, what's going on?
I know it's this weird thing in our culture when in reality, if you saw all the other bits that the Bible didn't talk about, baby Jesus probably was having a wank as well. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Totally. Oh, so true. I saw this girl did this joke and she said basically like, what was it? Something about the tweets that Jesus said. When we read from the Bible, it's just like reading like old people's tweets. Like, and I thought that was, I'm going to have to write her name in the description of this because it's her joke and I feel really bad that I don't remember her name. But I thought it was really great because that's so true. Like when they like, I'm getting like slut shamed on TikTok for wearing a cross when I do TikToks, and they're like, they're like, you're a slut and you wear a cross and it's sin and this is really bad against Jesus and stuff. I get all these Christians, but it's like, if Jesus was around now, he'd definitely be fucking, he'd be having a great
time. Definitely be wanking.
So it's like, I thought her analogy was so great that we're comparing him from something like 2000 years ago. If he were a modern Jesus.
I had said this in my first show that it was just like, you know, the Christians are trying to tell us that the Bible tells us that homosexuality is wrong. And then Jesus is hanging around with 12 lads for 3 years. Like, come on. We've, you know, one night he's turned too much water into wine, you know. He's obviously slid over to Judas and said, "Don't you dare tell anyone about this now, Judas." No, of course he fucking did. We've all been there.
I just feel like Jesus was more of like a hippie than anything. He was a guy that's like, "I'll fuck that dude. I'll fuck her. I don't give a shit. Let's all just live, baby."
He just didn't want to put it in his book because it's in writing forever. That's all. He did it all.
But then he didn't even write the book. It's his pals. And then
that's true.
Yeah. And then his biographies. I know, right? Jesus is like rolling his eyes up in heaven going, "For fuck's sake, like, let me have all the good parts." But also Mary Magdalene, she was a prostitute as well. So the one girl he was hanging out with, you know, so he was very pro-sex, you know?
Very pro-sex.
I hear the thing with, because I have a buddy who does the massage with the jerk off at the end of it. And he was like, "I have to stop doing it." He like got addicted to it. He was like, "I have to stop. It makes me feel like shit. Like it's like a drug."
He was going to get the massage, was it?
He was going to get the massage and then doing the rub and tug after. Whoa. Or like whatever. I guess the whole thing's a rub and tug. But he was doing the jerk off part after. And I saw him one of those days and he was like, "Ah, man, I just came from one of those and I do not feel good about it."
Right. Wow. So do you know why? What was it about it? Was it the individual or?
He's an addict. He's an addict. So he's like everything is a lot. So you get into something, you get into it.
Yes, you get any bit of pleasure, you'll just fucking you'll make yourself sick with it.
Yeah, you fucking wring it until you're it's out of any type of pleasure.
Yes, that's horrible. I was literally just watching a interview with Philip Seymour Hoffman saying that exact phrase of like he said "I don't think pleasure is happiness at all, because any bit of pleasure I get, I'll make myself sick with it." Mm-hmm. And yeah, the words of an addict as well. Yeah.
Totally. Like pleasure is there isn't like a happiness to pleasure. It feels good. It's like okay, you know, but it also feels like you're taking something. Mm. Like it feels like you're stealing or something.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's also anything that gives you like a high level of like ecstasy. Is that the word? Like you have to have a low from it. So if you're just riding that high, you're going to crash on a serious low. Yes.
Totally. Yeah. So, totally.
Yeah.
Well, that's a big, like, I wouldn't be a big drinker, but that's a big reason why I certainly stopped doing drugs on any level at all, because I would be high, but fucking panicking up there high going, "I can know how fucking low it goes."
Yeah.
I'd just be like, fucking, ah! You know,
the worst part is the detox time. Cause like I've been on a bender for about 3 weeks, I would say, just every night fucking getting hammered. Mm. And I was telling Katie yesterday, I was like, I'm going to stop. I'm going to take it easy. I'm going to, you know, certain days I'll get hammered, but let me just live sober for a while. And these past 2 days have been like, you know, the mental equivalency to shaking. I'm like, I'm depressed. I'm like, I just want to get this over with. It's so bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Fucking hell. You need a wank, Brendan.
I need to get fucking laid, dude. I need to get
massage
fucking...
and a wank. Well, here's the thing as well with the wanking thing at the massage people is that, you know, there is people who just associate sexual stuff with and I'm sure there is men as well that like the intimacy of sex as well. I'm sure it's not as much as women, but so maybe that's really
like
it,
yeah. Yeah, I like women.
But they have to leave.
Time and a place.
I like to feel loved.
Yes.
That's what you're, you know, I know I'm just a guy, but I like feeling loved every once in a while.
And would you feel, Brendan, now the first time that you'll have a one night stand, do you think you'll feel guilty or like happy or like, are you nervous about that?
No. Every time I have a one night stand, I feel like the fucking man, dude. I call all my friends. I go, "You will not." If they know the person, I'm like, "You will not believe whose house I just came from. This is crazy." You know, I always feel like the man. It pumps me up for like a good month.
You need to go out and have a one night stand. Oh, it's so hard now as well because, or sure, I forgot, it's not like normal life, you know, because Stephen in New York right now, the bar is closed at 11. So everybody kind of goes home at 11. The only people you're hanging out with afterwards are your friends. So it's
Ireland right now, there ain't no going to bars. So.
Oh, yeah.
That's crazy.
It's complete lockdown, right?
Well, no, it's not complete lockdown. It's there's a 5-tiered system in Ireland at the moment, and it's so we're on level 3, the whole country. Dublin was on level 3 on its own first, then a couple of other places, now the whole country. But bars can be open, but it's only like takeaway service or sitting outside, which obviously not a huge amount of bars do have that. So, but the wet pubs, as they're calling them, the ones that just serve alcohol, aren't allowed to open. So it's only bars that sell food as well. And as far as I know, it's still restrictions on you have to buy like a minimum of 10 euro food with your drink.
Well, that's the same here now. That's the same here. Oh, no, wait. We just opened up. Sorry, I lied. Now you can have a couple of people in, right?
We're like 25% capacity, but I think it's very, you know, everybody's like, kind of. I wouldn't even say 25%. I think people are like, maybe 10%. You know, I don't, because no one's going inside anyway.
But to your point anyway, it's like nearly impossible to meet people.
Oh, here, like, it is impossible. And then people are terrible. Like, I know with the guy I was seeing, or I am seeing, I said that past tense. He doesn't know.
He doesn't know, but it's over now.
Sorry.
I'm on the way to Brendan's.
Hey, boo. See you in 10 minutes. We live right beside each other.
Sweet.
I can't wait to be the talk of the lads' WhatsApp group. That's really, once you said I tell all the guys, I'm like, I need attention. The guy that...
Showers, Brendan.
I got the shower running.
I showered and put my pajamas back on. The guy that I am seeing, what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, I was nervous with COVID because...
Of course, yeah.
Yeah, he was talking about like going out one of the nights and he like blacked out and he was like, oh, a couple of people came back to the apartment, so I got to get a COVID test because I was so freaked out about it. And like, but in my head, I was like, God, like, you know, I hope he didn't kiss anybody and gives me COVID. And it wasn't even like the jealousy thing. It was more the... There's this added element. Now it was fine. He either, you know, I'm sure he didn't, but he's tested negative. So, and we've had that like, let's not kiss other people because of COVID talk. Bullshit.
Because of COVID.
Well, and hopefully because we like each other. You know, exactly. I really like him. He's a great guy.
Surely let's not kiss other people because of COVID. let's commit to something because of the pandemic, okay?
No, you're trapping him. That sounds so bad. But I know it's easier to have that talk. I did say to him, I was like, oh yeah, once I'm like sleeping with someone, I would be like, I don't want to sleep with other people and I would be uncomfortable if you did as
and
well.
And I started staring at him. How do you think about that?
I was hammered like when we had this talk. So he might not even remember, you know. We were both drunk. So maybe he's like... But yeah, no, but I think like that's an extra element. Like, of course you want to be not sleeping with other people because you like the person. But I mean, there's also that there's not just STDs to worry about now. There's COVID and it is a little scary.
I don't think so.
You're not scared of COVID?
I mean, I'm scared of it, but like... I'm meeting these people like at like shows and stuff.
You're
so if they're willing to come out to shows, like, you know, I think they're willing to have sex with me.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean,
oh yeah. No, that's fair enough. But don't you still think that there's more, you can't be like, well, I guess you can. I was just,
I don't know. I think I'm having problems that are going besides the pandemic. Like, I think I'm a little too thirsty. I think I got to fucking step back. I think it's coming off of me that I'm like, I want to meet somebody. You know
what I mean? You got to play it cool.
Uh-huh. You know, just take the rejections in stride and just keep fucking going.
Now, would you try this as a tactic to pretend that, I don't know why this is coming to my head now, this says more about me than you, Brendan, but would you try the tactic of talking on stage about your girlfriend and just acting when you're out in those public situations that, I have a girlfriend, that might make you more attractive?
Honestly, therefore, maybe, dude.
Yes.
That's a fucking good idea.
Try it. I think you should try it.
I hate this.
Why?
Because I think people in general are so fucking annoying. As soon as someone finds out you're dating someone or you're in a relationship, it's like you're the hottest fucking thing.
I know.
It's
crazy.
I agree.
As soon as I like, even once I start talking about dating a DJ on stage, I'm like, guys will come up to me afterwards, but I mean, like, it's like outwardly flirting. And I'm like, you just heard me talk about.
Yeah.
That's wild that people do that.
I'm pretty sure a woman came on to me the other night. Like, brilliant. She came up and was like, hot, like it was hot. I was like, you just heard me. And she was like, because I made a joke about how he said he didn't like my jokes, which isn't like true, it's just a joke, but it's kind of true. But he said he wasn't my target audience. So I'm gonna take it. Okay. And then she was like, that guy, you know, you're so hot. And I was like,
you deserve more.
It might be just for being friendly, Katie. But I was like, oh, Jesus.
I was there at that show. I knew you showed me the woman's, you know, whatever. I don't know how much you want
finish
me to say.
Finish the sentence,
Brendan. She followed me. She followed me
her vagina.
She's coming onto the show and she's going to be like, "I'm straight. It was a compliment."
Is she going to listen to this?
Probably. She's
well,
going to be on the
followed
show.
Nice. She followed me on Instagram, and I was like, "Oh, let's." And I just started like scrolling and going through her shit, and I was like, "This chick is really sex positive to the point where I was like, I got to jerk off." After I was like looking through her shit. I was like, one of her posts was like, "If you have a cock." It's very positive and everything, but the
brilliant
way, the fact that she wrote cock, I was like, that's so hot to me.
But Brendan, if she's listening, does she know that you have a girlfriend?
Yeah, I'm married.
married 10 years Brendan is.
Yeah.
He's just fed up with the married life.
And I'm so happy.
He's so happy of being married. Yes, yeah. Brilliant. Yeah.
Okay.
So hope she calls into the to the station now.
Well, she'll probably listen to this episode because she's going to be on in 2 weeks. So I meant to send her the podcast because when I saw her thing, she was very now like I said, she's probably just very very friendly and was very like comfortable with her sexuality. But like I always think I'm straight, and then when a woman like makes direct eye contact who's hot and like says something like a compliment, I'm like, maybe I'm bi.
if you were in a horny situation yourself personally, and she did come on to you, do you think you would have went with it?
If I hadn't told someone, I would be exclusive. he doesn't even remember because he was so drunk. I would go with it. I nearly slept with a woman, but I bottled it because I got off. Oh, the only reason why I bottled it was because a guy came up to us, and then like there was like this talk of a threesome, and that's not anything that I would be into. So I was like, taxi, bye. I would be nervous and scared, but if I was like had a couple of drinks, yeah, fuck it.
Fair play.
Hell yeah,
absolutely.
I'd probably be shite, like.
If what?
I'd be shite, like I wouldn't know what I'm doing, but you know.
Yeah, but that's where you get spoiled rotten, wouldn't you? You'd be like, I don't know what I'm doing. You're going to have to pleasure me.
Exactly. You're like, I'm bad at it.
I'm so bad. Make me come.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brilliant. There we go.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
Happy Monday.
What a way to start off the week.
It's good. This is good. It's a nice, fun, sexy. Oh, Gio, here. I'll tell you this. I check the emails all the time to see if people email in for advice and stuff. Usually now they just DM me, but I'll just always check. And I got an email and it was someone asking, could they be on the podcast? And they were like,
"Oh yeah,
this is reasons why I think I should be on it. And I listened to your last episode and I just thought blah, blah, blah." And the last episode, he even put the title of the last episode, but he didn't listen to it because he goes, "I thought it was a great episode, Des." Like, Des hasn't been on the podcast for months, pal. No, obviously, I'm not going to reply, but I was like, Jesus, talk about doing your homework. We're not doing it right.
Yeah, that's brutal.
That's always a weird one because I've had situations where people ask me to come on the podcast and then kind of going, you're straight away kind of going, this isn't necessarily going to go well. Because, for example, I've had friends of mine that are comedians that just aren't good on podcasts because, so, you know, so people who are actually funny, how do you know it's fucking going to work out with just a general randomer? But then other people who actually helped out, like I did it with some Patreon people, bring some people listening to Patreon, and they're brilliant. So,
oh, come here, yeah, I've totally.
Always.
I thought that was brilliant. Listener messaged me saying about, oh, like, do you want to do a Patreon episode with me? I did Steve-O's. Now, she actually changed her mind since. Or maybe she was just telling me about doing it, and I interpreted that wrong.
Because it was after she was on my podcast, she was like, I'm never going on a podcast again.
But then I put a message in and was like, oh, for Patreon people, do you want to do this? And they messaged me like, yeah, we'd love to. So I have like four guys lined up now because I was running out of things to say on the solo episodes. Like this week, I was like, yeah, I'm actually quite happy. Everything's going well.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, this is great.
You could talk about that. I used to do a solo podcast and I was yawning halfway. At the end of it, I was yawning and yes, I was like, all right, this has got to go. I can't be doing this show anymore.
It's hard work, isn't it? Because I started back to school this week. I'm in like what you'd call in the States, like community college. So I started it last week and I just knocked the podcast on the head straight away because it's like, wow, this is a lot of work.
Yeah.
And because... But yeah, it's hard to, it's, you know, it is hard to keep it going and keep it fresh. And, you know, it does involve a lot of work. Podcasting. How long did you do yours for, man?
About 2 years. But speaking of community college and bad at women, I was in community college and there was this chick that obviously was like really into me. I still think about her all the time. Her name was Veronica, and she was like so hot. And she was like obviously into me because I would do speeches. Like I'd read my essays, and they were I'd make everybody laugh.
You're so
and
hot.
The last day, she was like, "Okay, well, you know, I guess that's it. Unless you want to keep in touch." Obviously, just giving me the fucking in to be like, take my number or give me your number.
She and wants I had you, Brendan.
I had just started comedy. So I had these comedy cards, which is like really embarrassing and pathetic. Oh, no. And I gave her my comedy card, which had like a little joke on it. It had like a little joke. It was like doing jokes since 91, giving out cards since just now. That was the joke that was on the card. And I was
saying goodbye to her lady boner.
Never called. She never called. I gave her a photo of me and a fucking microphone doing like a back to back kind of thing. It was pathetic. I think I felt her vagina dry. Like I think I heard her vagina go. I think I heard Jesus her vagina Christ. Call.
Oh dear, that's where's Veronica now? Fucking hell!
I don't know.
That's the kind of shit that when you haven't had the sex for 8 months, that's the kind of shit you think about, isn't it? If I only hadn't passed on my card to Veronica 10 years ago,
who knew? Yeah, but you know, that's some chicken Long Island. She's probably like a pig right now. I'm kidding.
But why don't you stalk her? It would be interesting to see what she's doing.
I don't know her last name. I tried years ago. I was like, I wonder if I could find her because we had a mutual friend, and I was looking her up and everything, and whatever. So
I always stalk. I go through phases of stalking old lovers, you know, like when I met in like Spain or something.
Yeah, it's a good thing to do, or something that you had sex with like once, but you kind of were Facebook friends with from 12 years ago. Yeah, it's always interesting, and you see them with kids and all, and you're like, it's definitely over. It's definitely not happening again.
This was like 10 years ago, so it's like, who knows what happened? She could be dead.
She could be dead.
That would be
probably
awesome.
More likely has kids, or maybe she's like in a different country. It is mad.
She's married to a comedian.
Yeah, like some famous comedian that we.
Yeah, it's Bill Burr's wife. No.
Yeah. She's sleeping with Joey Diaz now.
And we got a question in, and it was like, how do you ask people out over DMs and stuff? But just even now that you've been saying what you said, you're just going to keep asking people out and just accepting the rejection and moving on. Do you ask them, Brendan, via direct message or like?
Yeah. I ask girls out all the time in person. I ask them out in DM. I ask them out, and I've tried every fucking way. I've tried to be cool. I've tried to be myself. My therapist was like, be yourself. And I'm just thinking like, I think myself as someone who doesn't get laid now.
Yeah. You
know, I've done it all. I'm like, you know, there was a girl the other night I saw in person. I took from a show. I was telling Katie this yesterday. We went back to an abandoned bar. You know, we were able to get in with a bunch of people, and I hit her up like after she was leaving because her friend wanted to go, and I go, can I call you? And she was like, yeah, you know, she's nagging me and everything, and I'm like, I'm in with this girl. Like I can feel it. You know, whatever. Texted her. And we texted, talked like a little bit, and then she never fucking answered me again. Never answered. And then it's like blue, nothing. And I'm like, fuck. And then another. That was 2 days ago.
That's only two days.
You never know. She might have just caught COVID. You know, she's just panicking.
Yeah, maybe she died.
She might have died.
That would be great.
She just caught it, and she was like, I don't want to text him back because I've got the virus now. I don't want to tell him that. You know.
I think 2 days is fine. When I was first texting DJ, like we were texting for over like maybe 6 weeks, and there'd be like a couple of days where we wouldn't have texted. So
Jesus, hard to get. Fucking hell.
Oh, I was in Ireland. Well, no. 6 weeks. Sorry. Well, that's not necessarily true. That's not necessarily true. Well, we matched on Hinge. We talked for a little bit, and I got kicked off Hinge when I was in Ireland. So there was a 3 week gap where we didn't text.
Too progressive for Irish Hinge.
It was so rude. They kicked me off. I think they thought maybe like I was like a fake because I was I have no idea. Now, when I got back, I was able to get back on it. And then I just messaged. And then for 2 weeks, we were kind of messaging. But it'd be like it wasn't like every day. Like one of the times he took like 3 days to respond. And he was like, sorry, I had a sinus infection. I was like, okay.
That's hilarious.
So I think at the start, you're fine if it's 2 days.
Well, like... I was so bad at it too in the beginning, like after my breakup of 5 years. So it's like you don't know what to do. I have no idea how to do this. I would ask girls out and I would go, by the way, this is a date. I'm like, I don't want you thinking that we're friends, because I get friend-zoned.
Can we just get a freeze on Katie's face there when you said that? She's like smiling but like frowning at the same time.
I know. It's not sexy at all. But I've been in positions where, like, you know, you go out with a girl and she's like, you're such a good friend after a while. And I'm like, oh, what did you think this was? And then whatever. So,
that's so annoying. And like, come here to me. I only pulled that face because that's what DJ did on our first date. He goes, like, literally 20 minutes into date, we're having drinks on my roof, and he goes, is this a date? And I'm like, yeah, I met you on a fucking date now.
Exactly. That's crazy. Yeah. But I'm asking out friends and
okay,
people that
yeah.
Like,
sorry. I was like, is this happening to all these guys where they're going on these dating apps and the girls are like, new best friend?
I'm no fucking friend, right? But I asked a girl out that I went to college with. So okay. There was enough of like a – we follow each other and everything. And she was like posting all the time. She's like, oh, another date gone wrong. So I was like, sliding right in. I was like, I'm going to slide right in here. Nice. And I'm going to go, oh, wow, that really sucks. Maybe I could take you out, blah, blah, blah. And she's like, cool, blah, blah, blah. And then she called me a fucking friend like the day before. And that sent me in a spiral. I'm talking to all my friends. I'm going, what does this mean? And some of them are going, she doesn't know. And some of them are going, well, you are just a friend at this point. So you don't know, go out with her. And I'm like, all right, but I got to get to the bottom of this. So I went, you know, I'm asking that on a date, right? And she's like, oh, I thought we were going out to catch up. And I was like, fuck, I canceled. Same thing happened with another girl from a comedy club. Canceled that. I can't.
I think it's good. No, I think you're fine. I think it's good that you're clarifying that it's a date because, yeah, you're right. Like, why would you go out for 3 hours just have the catch up when that wasn't your intention? And then you go in for the kiss and they're like, what the fuck? So, I think it's fine. I think you're on the right path.
Mm. Yeah. It's just the rejections are getting fucking, you know, they're like, they're counting the they're going up, dude. I'm like getting jumped by a bunch of fucking rejections.
They're hurting. Yeah, no, that's fair enough. I mean, I never did like the online dating thing. I was a disaster. Well, I did it for 1 week in Dublin before I moved to London, and it was just a write-off because it's sex on tap, not in a good way. Like, I mean, you just end up, talk about guilt. It's just too much messing around too quickly. But then when I went to London, it was all a really different culture, and it was way too forward to ask somebody out too quickly over the app, and I never figured it out, so I just fucking got off it. Yeah, in London, it was a bit like, oh, steady on, mate. Fucking hell, you know? So it's like, oh, sorry, I just asked you on a drink. It is hard, the dating app thing. It's so hard.
I deleted them. I had them open for a couple of months, and I never met up with anybody. And then I went, fuck it. This is making me feel bad. This is like hurting my ego. Yeah. So I'm going to delete it. And then like two weeks ago, I re-downloaded every single one. And then later that day, I deleted them. I was like, this sucks. Get me off of this. I fucking hate this.
But that's a good, observation to make of yourself, to kind of go, yeah, I feel like shit, so I'm getting off this.
Yeah.
It's just like, yeah, it's, you know, you got to make those moves as well, you know?
Yeah, well
it's like, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, you get all those, you get no matches. Like, I literally Googled, I was trying to do a joke about this, but like, I Googled how many matches Tinder gives you, not matches, how many swipes Tinder gives you a day, and it's like 100, and I was going through it and not getting any matches, and I'm like, so I my brain is going, 100 women do not want to have sex with you, 100 women a day.
But the problem, obviously, with these apps is that it's completely based upon one thing. And like, you're obviously way more than that. Like, I'm better in the room with somebody than I'm going to be in a fucking photo. So, you know, so therefore, you know, that those are facts. So stop, you know, by deleting the apps, you're doing the right thing, because you're
100%.
I'm not putting myself up for whether I look good in a photo or not. You fucking I'll get you in the room. Yeah. I'll make you giggle. Now you're going to laugh them into bed. Do you know what I mean?
That's 100%. And like, oddly, even as a comic, I'm not good with the prompts. Like, I don't like the, you know how Hinge makes you do prompts where they're like, what's your ideal movie day? Or like whatever. And you're like, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Who cares?
I'll tell you this as well. No, as a woman on the apps, the guys never, except for I've had like the guy I'm seeing now and then the guy I went on a date before him, they were the only two that actually looked like their photos. They never look like their photos ever consistently. Never, ever, ever. It's ridiculous. And then secondly, yeah, I always prefer meeting people in real life. Like women like personality and funny. And a lot of that actually, like the attractive, like I went on a date with a guy from online who was super hot and his photos looked like his photos and he fucking opened his mouth. And I was like, ugh, I could feel the attraction like falling down the more he fucking spoke.
Oh man.
Really, the personality.
Yeah, well, he was like, oh, when I was in Florida, I was getting all this pussy. And I'm like,
oh, nice. Jesus.
Yeah, he was a lot. But I think you're right. And it's like, you know, because even for like whatever photo you have, you're probably not, it's probably not a good representation of you. You probably don't look like that. And then, because men are the worst. None of you have any photos of yourself. So you're pulling a photo from 2012. And then do you know what I mean? And then, yeah, you're better off just going out in real life. But so when a girl rejects you in real life and you've asked her, how do you handle it? Like, what's your smooth sort of, okay, bye.
I just go like, okay, I'm better at that. I'm like, I'll be like, hey, we should do something. Or, hey, like if I go in for a kiss and she's like, oh, I'm not kind of into that. Or I'll even tell them like, you know, if the time is right, I know this isn't romantic, but like 9 out of 10 times, if I feel that, I'm like, I'm going to kiss you. Or
yeah, I used to do that. Yeah.
You know, you just kind of say that 10, I'll go in for a kiss if it feels right. You know, when it's like, okay, this is happening. This is it. But sometimes I'll be like, hey, we should kiss, right?
Because that is a good one, because you can actually lean in and kind of go, I'm going to kiss you right now. No.
Yeah, it's kind of charming. It's kind of charming.
It is charming because you can't make them laugh.
People think it's really unromantic, but if you do it charmingly, then it's good. But when they're like, oh, no, I just go like, oh, sorry, I was getting a vibe. It's okay. Yeah. Let's go in and get a drink.
Yeah.
You're my buddy now. The night turns. I go, you're my friend, and we're getting fucking hammered now.
Do you ever apologize for it? I'll be like, I'm sorry, I just have to kiss you. And then kiss them like, I'm sorry, I shouldn't. I'm sorry, I really shouldn't. We're drunk. We don't know what we're doing.
No, I never apologize.
That's a real Irish thing. No, that's an Irish line. Like, God, I'm so sorry for being attracted to you. Mwah. Okay, bye. That's so
I'm
true.
So sorry I find you so attractive. Yeah, that's a good one.
I'm so sorry that human nature... Yeah, that human nature is taking over.
I'm so sorry that you're a goddess. I'm sorry about that.
I would have always been like, go, like, I'm very, when I'm, I used to drink way too much, but I'd be very confident. And I'd always love like shifting on nights out when I was younger. So like my success rate was pretty good. But when you're always trying, I had two guys be like, one I went in for, we'd spoke the whole night. And then when I went in for the kiss, he goes, whoa, what are you doing? Like, you know, like I think he had a girlfriend or something. And I was like, I was a guy I met a night out. It was like, you just spent 3 hours talking to me on this couch. Why the fuck? But I didn't say that. I was like, whoa. I was just like, never mind.
I've never heard a story of a woman getting rejected.
Yeah.
That's insane. Wow.
Imagine a dude said that to a girl. We just spent 3 hours talking on the couch. What the fuck?
I didn't say that. I didn't. I was like, oh, never mind. Read the signals wrong. Just going to go over here. Yes. And I left.
Yeah. Oh, that's all you could say is, sorry, I was getting signals and I read it wrong.
Yeah.
That's all
and
you could
never,
say.
And I never wore my hair like that again.
Yeah. I mean, but that's I'll kept- like, sorry. I
well, no, but it's
that.
Happened to me twice. So, and then another time was a friend and like, we were just both drunk and I went in and he was like, we were like coworkers and he was like, oh God, no, I could never kiss a coworker. And I was like, okay. And that was fine. We just
I don't understand that ridiculous. Logic either.
Yeah.
Maybe I haven't had enough, like hookups where it fucked a friendship up or something. Like every girl that I've hooked up with, like, or like had sex with, like maybe we're both whores, but I'm like, we're cool. Like I saw a girl that I had sex with the other night and I was like, hey, we hug. What's up? Hey, you know,
I love that. Yeah.
Me too. And I have guys like that as well. But I guess this guy, sorry, when I say we were coworkers, he was a comedian and his ex was a comedian. And he was like, had been talking about how traumatizing that was earlier. So I didn't read the room. you know, he doesn't want to ever kiss a comedian
he's
again.
He's clearly traumatized by having sex with comedians. He's like, that's a great story. Like, you want to have sex?
Here's my cue.
well,
so in that
great.
Situation, and we stayed friends. You know, he's a super sweet guy.
You want to hear something crazy? That girl from the other night, that was me. That girl from the other night just texted me.
Whoa!
Whoa!
He told you 2 days. That's fine.
Yeah, I'm not gonna call her.
What did she say?
Play it cool.
Tell her what she said. I'll read you the whole transcription.
Amazing.
Or whatever. So we were both hammered, and this was at like 4 a.m. So the last thing that I said was, a little small talk here or there. And I went, this is so embarrassing. But I was like, this is crazy. Are you around tomorrow? Do you want to like hang out? Right. And I was like, I woke up going, fuck, why did I say that? Stupid idiot. She never responded. And then I sent her a message yesterday at 11 a.m. And I go, whoops, didn't mean to get drunk and ask you to hang out today. Please ignore that. Thank you. And then she never answered. And I was like, ruined. It ruined the whole
thing. Wait, what did you say? Can we just roll this back? I think I just shut down for a second. You asked her to hang out and then you were
when
like,
he was drunk.
At 4 a.m. the next
and
day.
And then you went, oops, didn't mean to do that. Why?
I went, because it's stupid that I asked her. I went, whoops. And she also didn't answer. So I went, whoops, didn't mean. And at this point.
Say whoops to be fair.
So the next day I go, whoops, didn't mean to get drunk and ask you to hang out today. Please ignore that until further notice. Thanks. It's a little cute kind
until
of.
Further notice.
Okay, yeah, I didn't hear the further notice. The further notice is cute. I thought it was that you were like, oops, never mind, don't actually want to see you. And I was like, no wonder she didn't text you back.
So then she went, ha ha ha, no, just got this text message, ha ha ha, no worries, sorry for the late reply, needed to let my phone marinate for a little before rejoining the world yesterday, because I guess she was hammered. Now I'm gonna let that fucking sit.
Yeah, I would. Okay, it's 1 p.m. now. I would text back 8 p.m. You've been busy, you're doing shit, but not too long. Don't play games. This is a game that I'm saying. But I mean,
yeah,
I
this text, whole thing is a game that
it's
you're.
A game. It's a game. But I mean, I would text in the evening. I wouldn't wait 2 days now. But in the evening, being like, oh yeah, cool, yeah, whatever. I don't know. I'd be a terrible boy. I'm so glad I'm a woman.
I'm a bad everything.
Do you know what I would do? And like, I'm not saying you should do this, Brendan, but for me, it feels like the vibes are good for a phone call.
A phone call? Just what, are you crazy? Are you crazy?
Yeah, I think
call?
It's too soon for a phone call, Stephen.
What am I calling her on a rotary?
I can't believe that. That's so controversial. But I would like be just total casual, like, what is the crack? Yeah, like, sorry, yeah, I haven't been in. Just,
I'm sorry.
Cut her off after 5-10 minutes. Go, listen, I gotta go here.
Why don't I just go to her house?
No.
I've slept with guys before they've called me. No, the calling's very
intimate. Wow, is that really that
weird?
Big of a deal?
So intimate.
Oh my god!
Call.
When my guy, I don't save guys people's numbers ever. Even people I'm dating, I don't save their numbers because it comes up in the Apple. So the guy that I'm seeing, we'd already slept together and everything before the first time he called me. And when he called me, I didn't know who it was.
What?
And I was like, hello, and he was like,
"What do you
say
this text message is under?"
Because it says it automatically on Apple. It just says maybe. And his name.
Right,
and I'm like, but then I saved it after that.
Jesus,
and I mean, like,
so
after
you're running from the FBI, are you? Fucking hell.
I'm just lazy. I don't like, there's like one of my friends at Thier. I still haven't saved her number. We've been friends for years, but it just says maybe at Thier. So I'm like, oh, it's friend.
That's fucking weird.
But yeah, no, but like, I mean, like, yeah, no, sorry. Phone calls are very intimate over here.
Really? FaceTiming is intimate. It's a whole thing.
No, FaceTime. No. But like, I would have the phone, like a quick phone, have the crack because that's what I always say. I'm never arsed texting. So I leave it for ages and then I'll call and then I don't text after that either.
No, I think I would actually personally prefer that because I also prefer doing voice messages. But people get a little, like, I'm only starting to voice message him now because I'm like, okay, you won't get freaked out. But like, they're a little cooler over here. Wow. And
I'm out of the game for too long. That's
a phone call would be like, you should have a heart attack.
Because I love the reaction from both. A phone call.
Sure, they can't.
How long
even,
out of the game
call,
have you been?
But they can't even call for takeout here. You know, they have to do it all online. They don't like using the phone. So.
Oh really?
Right. Yeah, yeah. So you have to like. And, I think it'd be really hot. Like, I'd love that. Because I hate.
For me, genuinely, for me, the phone call is practicality because I'm not going to keep texting because I'm not arsed. I'll just fucking have a quick chat with you and see
exactly.
you later.
Exactly. You could get the quick chat over in 15 minutes instead of this 6 hours trying to plan. Like, that drove me insane when I first started seeing himself because we'd spend 6 hours just trying to plan and organize where we were going to hang out, where it could have fucking just taken 2 seconds on the phone.
2 seconds,
you know?
On the phone, yeah.
And
yeah,
you're like,
yeah.
What do you want to do? What do you want to do? Well,
so, Katie, you're now on the side of the phone?
No, I'm on the phone call, but not yet for you.
We're stressing Brendan out here.
Yeah, I'm starting to turn
am I
red.
Calling her or what?
Not for you. I think a text is message is fine, but after a couple of dates,
is the voice note a good halfway between, or is that no go? Voice note.
No,
because he'll disappear and he'll be obsessing about it because he won't be able to listen to it to see if he sounds cool.
Just a very normal voice note, like, I'm thinking about you.
Yeah, monotone and creepy.
And then you have to text and be like, ignore that till further notice. No, I think text her later. Yeah, text her later and be like, no worries. How's your week been? Yeah.
Fucking, nice. How's your week been?
It's so scary.
How's your day been? I saw her 2 days ago.
Oh, yeah. How's your day been? Your friend.
Yeah.
What was the origin of this girl? You just saw her at a gig the other night, was it?
I was on stage and... my old instincts kicked in where I fucking just started hitting on this girl on stage. That's like, you know, I'm more of the art kind of guy, you know. I always think that's kind of fucking hacky to do, but sometimes it fucking works, dude. You just like, you go like, hey, you want to fucking talk after this and whatever.
Oh, brilliant. Well, yeah, that's a good,
put him on the spot.
What do you think? So if it depends on the woman, I suppose, but what do you think? That's a turn on, Katie? Do you think that would be unattractive? I've never tried that before.
Can I say my theory, Katie, before you say the truth?
Yeah, also say what you did as well, because I kind of zoned out for a second.
Oh, great.
That's twice. This is your podcast, Katie.
Yeah. Sorry that we're better at this than you, apparently.
I think I heard what you said, but then I looked outside and went, oh, the rain's so nice.
Okay. Should we start recording or... So I was on stage. This is actually how I got my last girlfriend.
Oh, yes, I know the story.
I was on stage and I said something to her. I was like, oh, you're really hot. And she was like, woo. And then 9 out of 10 times, they talk to you after.
Of course.
And my theory,
I know
my theory is this. I think when you're on stage and you're doing well, like I actually said to my friend, my buddy Jacob was there and he's like, there's a lot of hot girls here tonight. And I like did a set and I went, I don't think my set was funny enough to try to get any of these girls. I was like, I think it was kind of like mundane a little bit, but I'll try. Cause I was hosting. So I went back up and I was like, you know, doing some time cause they had to clean the microphone. And, I look at this girl and I go, hey, you like fat guys? What's up? Blah, 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 blah. And she's like, maybe, you know, and I was like, okay, cool. And my theory here is that you're on stage, you're controlling the room, you're the fucking, you're attractive no matter what. You could be the grossest person. You're on stage and you're killing.
You got
attractive.
The power. Yeah.
So now I'm sharing that a little bit with her. And now everybody, she's like, oh, I'm special. Mm-hmm. Right. So they get a little like, oh, the hot guy is talking to me and I'm special. So then after I walked up to her, I was like, hey, cause I was like, let me get your DM after and then or Instagram. And she was like, okay. And then I walked up to her. I'm like, hey, can I actually get that?
You walked up and you gave her your card.
Yeah. Comedy card.
I agree with you, with what you're saying in regards to, because it is just so attractive seeing someone do their thing and be good at it. It's the same way if there's like you go to a match and there's a guy scoring loads of goals in the football and he chats to you afterwards at the, you know, you're like automatically you're like, you want the one who's doing well, who's successful at whatever they do. So and you're giving them a bit of attention by including her in the spotlight. Yeah,
totally.
That got comedians pull all the time, like, you know, like not you're attractive but not super attractive comedians pull who are just because they're so funny and they get these gorgeous girls because girls like funny.
Thanks for saying I'm attractive, Katie. Yeah, you caught yourself. You were like, ugly guys get chicks all the time.
I didn't say that. That's your own insecurity. You can listen back to the podcast.
You caught yourself.
I know you didn't say it. You just fucking went, because Attractive guys.
Yeah. Well, I'm not gonna come on to my best friend. And then secondly, I wanted to
Why not?
Because that's weird.
I look at Katie as like an amoeba at this point.
An amoeba. Apparently,
yeah, we're amoebas to each other.
An amoeba is a non-sexual slug or something, right?
Oh yeah, I just told Katie what an amoeba was, which is like a germ. It's like a
You know my point. Like, I think it's like, okay, for example, it's like the bartender theory that they have over here. Like, so when I bartend, like the hottest fucking guys come on to me, but it's just because I'm behind the bar. They're like, there's something about that's sexy to them. I don't know.
That's right, because you're not attractive at all, Katie. That's what you're saying there. I'm not being mean. I mean, you're attractive, you fucking asshole.
Thanks,
it might be because you're attractive.
The guy that I'm seeing, I don't know if I said this in the podcast already, but I was like, we were talking about hot people, and I go, am I hot? And he goes, you're pretty attractive. And I was like, what is wrong with you? Why wouldn't you Why wouldn't you just...
It's not the podcast, isn't it? Come on, podcasting people, turn it up here.
Bartenders are fucking hot, though. Like, there's something about a bartender that you're just like, fuck you. Because they're so nice, and men are so hungry for positive female attention, or just positive attention at
all. That's so true. That's so true.
We're like, you come up, hey, sweetie. And we're like, are we getting married?
Totally. Absolutely. 100%. My girlfriend that I'm with now, like she worked in a pizza place, but she was like, the first time I saw her, I was like, I'm going to marry her. Look at that.
Yeah.
She is amazing. Awesome. Look how she just took that order there. Oh my God. And she's smiling and they're listening. They're doing what they're told. They're sitting down, eating their pizza. Look at them. She's amazing.
Hell yeah. And I bet she's good with her hands too. Cause she's doing the swinging of the dough, right?
Yeah. No, she wasn't making it as well.
She wasn't making the pizza.
Oh.
Yeah, she was there behind them. Then she went out to take the order. Then she came back and threw a pizza in the air.
Yeah. Well, Hey Mambo is playing in the background.
A powerful woman. A powerful woman is very attractive. Kamala, is it? I was very attracted to her in the vice president's debate there during the week. It's just like, God, she's gorgeous.
Yeah.
It's just, that's she great. Was just like, yeah, because she would just look at him, get, I'm speaking. I'm like, oh my God, she's so sexy. Yeah.
But that takes a certain man. It has to be a very secure man. Only secure men find powerful women attractive. Does that mean, like, you have to, because I've dated guys where they've like seen me on stage, asked me out afterwards, and we've been dating, but then like actually the reason why they chose to date me is the reason why they would be insecure later on, if that makes sense. Like, they don't
They
get weird about.
I had that conversation with my girlfriend recently and kind of had to say to her, because we're like, yeah, like, you're powerful, that's what's attractive about you, you know.
I like a girl that's like right in the middle. Like, I've known girls that are like incredibly insecure to the point where everything is like, well, you wouldn't want to do that because I'm fat or I'm ugly or whatever, and you're like, shut up.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to hear that all the time.
Yeah.
But then someone who's like really powerful, I'm like, all right, relax. You know, your confidence is too much confidence. Okay. Yeah. Fucking tone it down a little bit. Okay.
But is that even power? Do you know what I mean? Cause then they're just like, maybe they're actually not that confident and they're overcompensating. Do you know what I mean? It's like, cause my girlfriend wouldn't be like a superly overconfident out there person, but she fucking like, don't try and cross her basically. Do you know what I mean?
That's what I like. I'm a regular person, but if you fucking come at
she's
me,
she's so exactly. Yeah. Just you could. She's the most down to earth person you'd ever meet, but like, don't fuck with her.
Yeah, love.
No, I agree with you, because I would always think, oh, I love confident guys, but a couple of confident guys that I dated, that it was all just it was a fake. It was like actually to mask mad insecurities.
Yes,
so I think you're right. I think like in the middle is, and that's power. Power is more just being comfortable with who you are. It's not being like, I'm gorgeous and you should bow at my feet. It's like a strong woman or a strong independent woman is more just that they're like, yeah, like, I'm pretty happy with my body, I'm happy with who I am, and just like, if you're not gonna if you're not gonna meet me at my level, that's fine. It's just not gonna work out.
It's like boxers are always like, people like, when you meet most boxers, they're not in your face going, I can fight, I could really knock people out. It's because they don't need to do that.
No,
they have the power. They don't need to go swinging their dick about it. You know what I mean?
A lot of these like martial arts like teaches you that to not use it.
Exactly.
They teach you like, once you know it, you shouldn't use it.
Yeah. Yeah, like, totally.
Karate.
And that's the kind of power that's attractive, maybe, was the is the point that we're getting to here. God, it's such a great philosophical conversation.
I know, we've gone from masturbation to to philosophical. Yeah, to power, I can't say words. No, I zoned out at one stage. I didn't mean to
twice,
zone out.
Twice.
Oh, okay. Well, you guys are having the chats, okay? A good podcast host lets you two have the chats.
We found out that Katie is attracted to me, but not enough to make a move.
Yes, she's just not confident enough.
Brendan's so hot. Yeah, yeah, that's the only reason why I don't want to bang you, because I just don't have the confidence. And it's too late now. I'm seeing some Brendan. It's over. Our love will never happen.
And we also found out that he doesn't want to be banged. He wants to be hugged.
I want to be loved.
Loved, that's the word. Sorry. Loved, yeah.
Yeah.
And banged.
I'm trying to think. There was a quick thing I wanted to cover, but...
Did you get any like DMs or anything? Because you posted on Instagram.
Well, I just brought that up to the one. Oh, do you know what? Actually, a girl did write asking when is an appropriate time to ask the guy how much money he makes.
Okay. Never, I'd say.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. I would never ask that question.
You never ask that.
I would never ask that question of the other person either.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I would never ask either. Jesus. No. I would feel high.
Why is that a question? That says more about the person. Yeah, why is that even interesting?
It's not even a question. That's something you find out after you're married. You go like, okay. You put it together. You go, I think this guy makes $16,000 a year.
Yeah. That's an odd one. Fucking hell.
Yeah, that's a terrible question. I think that's more, that's an American person. And I feel like that's maybe more of a, not even necessarily American, but maybe like a mindset of like, okay, I'm looking to settle down. What have they got? What can they provide for me? Whereas I'm like, I provide for myself. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I definitely got that vibe in London on the dating scene. While I was never overtly asked, because of my status, it was like you weren't attractive. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it was you could feel, it was like, what has he got? What are his prospects? Has he got money?
I hate that.
You could feel that. You could just feel it. It's like, he's a fucking waiter and he's just starting out in stand-up comedy. I don't think so. You know, you can feel it. Totally. And again, that's what another reason my girlfriend is amazing. Doesn't never think of that whatsoever. Like, even I'm stressing going, we should probably get some money together to have something for ourselves and our child, you know?
Yeah.
But she doesn't give a fuck. But yeah, that's in great. London, it was a big thing. Yeah, I could feel it, man. Totally.
Yeah. If a woman ever asked me how much money do you make, I would be like, I'm not. She would be 86th out of my life, just because I only make about $12 a year. So
I just feel like you shouldn't rely on that. You should have your own money. And great, if the guy has loads of money and he wants to pay for dinner, I'm not gonna say no. But I mean, if I like the guy, like, because even like, I think another thing that's kind of, the guy could have money. And he might be like, oh, I'd rather cook for you at home, or I'd rather do these things. Because he might be saving for something too. So it's like unfair to expect that. Like, yeah, okay, I love it when a guy pays for my meal. But like, if they don't want to spend their money and they have money and they're like, I'll cook for you, I'm like, that's great. Cook for me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Just use like context clues. Like, look around his apartment. Look around his, you know, his life. Like, ask him what he does. That's
look
fine.
Around his bank account, you know?
look at his savings.
Look at his phone. Go on the Chase app. But or AIB for the Irish people. That's, I do think as well, when you start asking those questions, you're looking for reasons for the relationship not to work. So you're like, if everything else is going well, you're like, oh, well, maybe he doesn't make a lot of money. Like, so I think that might be an element, because why? What?
You're not in a good headspace to be taking in that person on any level at all. And you're not interested in them at all. You're only interested in yourself in that situation.
Yeah.
Totally.
I know we're hammering this person that asked the question, but like, you need to take a look at yourself.
Yeah, the person who asked the question is like one of my best friends, so it's fine. So I'm like, I love
her. Boyfriend.
And I'd say she probably won't even listen to this. She probably just messaged on it because she probably thinks it's a good question. And I'd say with her and her situation, she'll be fine. Like, the guy that she's seeing is great, but I think it's probably something she's thought about before. Because there has been, like, and I know myself, where I dated a guy for a really long time, a few years, and then it kind of turned out that he had a bit of a gambling thing. And yeah, so there is things like that. You want to protect yourself and make sure. So that's why I think it's really important to, each of you have your own money. And I will never split a bank account. I don't care. Married 20 years, we're not sharing a bank account. We're not, like, my parents don't do that. And I think that's very wise. I think you could be like, okay, you're going to you make more money. You pay the rent. I'll pay the bills. I make less money. Like, you're still a team.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But yeah. I think it's very important to keep your money to yourself. Like, I mean, like, be kind, but money is the root of all evil. It's all the problems. Mm-hmm.
You went very Irish. So that was brilliant. Money is the root of all evil.
It is. Oh, it is. And then you start like going, well, I spent money on this and I did that. And it's,
oh yeah, that's fucking... there's nothing worse than that.
Ugh. Oh yeah. Or yeah. When they, as a woman, like they say, like a lot of my girlfriends as well, that like, would still be, but more like Americans here are like equal pay, well split. But my girlfriends are like, no, the guy should treat you and stuff like that. But like my ex Boris, he would pay for every meal. And there was that sense of like, God, like now I have to put up with him talking about how he doesn't believe in space just because he paid for dinner, you know? You know? So it's yeah. Like,
poor old Boris, huh? I'm just trying to pay so that you listen to me.
What was I doing? It's so bad because when I date new guys now, they could be great, but I'm like, I just don't trust myself anymore. Like,
yeah.
Trust my selection process.
It's Brendan, crazy how much. Oh, sorry.
Go on. You go.
I was just gonna say, it's crazy how much PTSD we all get from past fucking dating experiences. It's like, what the fuck?
We were literally talking about that today, my girlfriend. Yes.
This is great because that is actually one of the questions I wanted to ask you. And I was brilliant. Like, oh, we probably won't have time, but let's go.
Let's do a quick
15 minutes. Is that okay with you guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Go. Right. You were saying you and your girlfriend were talking about that because this is exactly the topic I wanted to talk about.
Oh, so what was the question though? It was like,
oh, sorry. Well, like how past relationships can kind of affect the new ones, and maybe people talking about the past relationships too much, or maybe like getting mad at you for things you didn't do, but this is like the ex, and that kind of like.
Well, we basically end up having like a literally hour long philosophical conversation just because I'm doing a philosophy class now. And somebody said that this whole that saying about living in the present is horseshit, because it's just like there's no such thing as living in the present, because everything that we do is informed by our experiences or the way, like, and my girlfriend was like, yeah, but just make a decision about now, about the situation now, and I just live in the present. And I'm like, no, that, you know, the way that you're going to make a decision about thing is going to be informed by so much of the past, and then we end up getting talking about past and also relationships, like, and all that.
Also, every time you're in the present, you're making a move for the future. You're like, I'm going to do this because it'll lead to this.
Exactly. That's why that whole saying of like just being present, being the moment, is like all horseshit, because it's way more complicated than that.
Totally.
But yeah, it's how much does it affect the relationship? Well, exactly what we just said there. It affects you on every level, like everything that you do. It's and it's about how you negotiate that, I think.
Yeah, I think negotiating is really good. Like Jared said in one of the last episodes, you have to be always ready to sit down and negotiate. And I think that's a good point. But like, even now with the guy that I'm seeing, the past relationship definitely is becoming an issue in ours, because, you know, he'll be like, oh, she wanted to do this, what if that happens with you? And I'm like, but I haven't done that, have I? Yeah. And he's like, no. And he's brought up a few things. He was like, what if we get traditional like that again, and you want to do cooking classes? And I'm like, I don't even like home.
I think a really good thing to do with that is that I that early on in the relationship, there's space for boundaries at that point to kind of go, that's your, like, you know, you got to deal with that shit. You got to deal with the issues that you've had with your girlfriend. It's not part of the conversation of this relationship.
Yeah.
And that's a really, really healthy thing to be able to do, you know?
Yeah, it's hard, because I'll give you an example. Let's say I had a show Friday night and I was like, you're absolutely welcome to come, but no worries if you don't want to. And he was like, no, I'll come. And now he's big into basketball, but the championship was on. I didn't realize. And it was only when he got there, I saw someone wearing the Lakers hat. And I went, fuck, I have no idea that there's a fucking big match was on tonight. You didn't have to come. You could have come to the show any other time. You can leave now if you want. And he was like, no. Absolutely happy to support you. Happy to meet your friends tonight. Don't worry about it. I'll check the score on my phone. Great. And later on that night, he's like, what if we get to a place where me and my ex go? What if you want me to go to brunch with your friends and I can't go? And I was like, I'm going to brunch with my friends tomorrow. I'd invite you because I want to spend time with my friends. And then he's like, what if you want to do the cooking class things? And I was like, what is going on? And then I had to be like, hold on a second. Today, I told you didn't have to come. Today, I was very like, it's fine. You can go watch your game. So I was like, and he was like, yeah, that was so great. You didn't expect it of me. That was so nice. And I go, so why are you having this argument with me? Why are you saying things that I haven't done? I don't understand what's happening. Yeah. It's like...
When I was saying earlier on about that you have to be able to negotiate, I actually meant, and because you talked about negotiating between the people, I actually meant you have to be able to negotiate with yourself.
Okay.
He has to negotiate that shit with himself.
Right? Because it's like,
that's not your shit.
Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I guess, get annoyed with me with things that I will do in the future. Or, but like, one thing about me is I'm so independent. If you can't make it to something, like, I'm going to be with my friends or I'm going to be doing my own thing. Yeah. That's actually fine. I'm like very understanding. Not at all. Great if you're there. It adds to my happiness, but isn't going to take away from my happiness. If you're not, I'll find happiness just being with my friends. Or
Brendan's going to be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be banging Brendan's room in the bathroom.
Sexy Brendan. Yeah.
Sexy Brendan, yeah.
But that's good. So basically people have to like negotiate with themselves and kind of be like, yeah. So what do you even mean though, negotiate with yourself?
Because I think, for example, if he's having those issues with him, he's having those issues about the past experiences he's had with his girlfriend. Mm. And he has to negotiate with himself to say to himself, what value am I bringing to this new experience that I'm having now by conversing with my new girlfriend who doesn't know anything about this shit? I'm bringing it to the table that this is the issue that our relationship has now. It's not a healthy thing to do. So he has to negotiate with himself to say, okay, maybe I'm not dealing with it. So I got to go somewhere that it's appropriate to deal with it. It's not appropriate to go bring it to you.
100%. And
so it's either another friend or another a therapist or whatever, but he's got to do that maths.
Yeah. And I said it to him, I was like, I am happy to listen to you as a friend, but, and then I kind of blacked out. So I don't remember what else I said.
we were
quite drunk, but it has come up a few times, but I think I was pretty much like, look, I'm happy to listen to you as a friend, but you need to worry about things that I do, not like this other person. I can't be defending myself,
Or have your own like things that you do that you're like, okay, I don't want to go to cooking classes. So if I'm with a girl and she's like, let's go to cooking classes, I'm going to say no.
Yeah.
And if that's a problem, we move on.
Exactly.
I think that's another thing as well. I guess, yeah, look, it'll be fine. And like, but yeah, it's because like I've dated alcoholics, you know, and it's not like I'm looking at him every time he takes a sip of a drink and be like, I'm an alcoholic. But I think you have to be like, you have to remind yourself like, okay, this is a different person. This is a past experience.
Yeah. Totally. What about you, Brendan? How is it? Does your exes or your past experiences, do you think that's part of the reason that it's hard for you to get dating now or, you know?
No. It's hard for me to date now because I'm so obviously thirsty. I'm like, it's probably terrible. I'm probably leaking of it, you know what I mean? I'm also like gaining weight like crazy, so I have to fucking cut down the pounds a little bit, and I'm also drunk all the time, so it's just not a good time for me.
to be fair, let's start with that, Brendan. Fucking hell, I was like, they just don't swipe right at me on Tinder. I was like, could you stop drinking for 3 weeks straight? Do you think that might help?
Yeah, 100%.
Might help with the mood.
I know, so that's what I'm doing. I'm gonna, you know, work on myself a little bit more, you know,
Which is great. And that's great advice for the listeners to say, like, to hear, because even you've mentioned therapist 3 times now and like very comfortably. And I know a lot of our listeners are probably Irish, so that's not something we would ever comfortably, you know, so that's great. Oh, wow. So therapist, getting healthy.
Yeah. Get a therapist.
Also, you're just drinking out of a relationship 7 months, a 5-year relationship. Like you probably.
Oh, it only ended 7 months ago. Right. Mm. Okay.
About 8 or 9 months ago.
Oh, right. So that was the relationship. So
that was the 5-year, yeah.
But yeah, so bro, you've been out of that dating game for years. So like
years and years.
Yeah. You got to be nice to yourself on that front. Yeah. Fucking hell.
I know. So it's like, you know, I'm just
still in mourning on some level, regardless of whether it was a good or not to break up. You're definitely still in mourning on some level.
Totally. I totally am still in mourning. And it's also like, I don't know. I don't really take past shit that women have done or like, you know, things that have happened in relationships. I don't really carry that. I should, because I keep falling into the same fucking trap.
Right.
But, you know, whatever. But it's like, I don't really do that. I think everybody's different, you know?
Yeah, but let's say, would you not worry if you started seeing someone new? Like, it probably would. Especially if you started seeing someone now, you might worry that the same thing would happen with you and your ex. Like, it's kind of hard sometimes to separate the two.
Maybe, but I think I trust myself enough to have the confidence to not let that happen again, where I feel like I'm not happy, you know what I mean? I think now I'm older, a little bit more mature. I think the minute I get unhappy or anything, I'll talk about it, and if nothing changes, then I'll have to move on.
Yeah, that's great.
It's a little more confidence in it.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I've definitely held on to stuff from like, I had like not even that long-term relationship in my mid-20s. And then it was just, I was definitely like having one-night stands and stuff like that, but I couldn't get past that point at all on any level just because I was holding on to shit. And then before you realize, it was like, that was 5 years ago, man. Come on.
Totally.
Oh, yeah. And I've done it too. Women do it as well, like where... You know, guys have like slept with someone else on you or whatever, and then you're it's harder for you to trust the next person, and you have to be kind of like, it's probably unfair that you're putting it on the next, but it's just, it's fucking hard. So yeah, Jesus.
I tell you what I learned about myself with my therapist in the last few months that has changed my perspective a lot is that I'm a super sensitive person. And I wouldn't admit that to myself. And I didn't even see it in myself, you know what I mean? And I came home and said it to my missus. And I said, do you think I'm a very sensitive person? She was like, you're a very fucking sensitive person. And it was just something that I was completely unaware of myself. And then I look back at my whole life and go, oh, yeah, no wonder you hold on to that shit. Because you're sensitive and it really hurt you. And you didn't admit that to yourself. You tried to be too manly about it or whatever. And just admit that somebody's hurt. So I do that a lot more now. If she says something, whatever, like, no, you hurt my feelings now. I don't like the way you said that, or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, a big 6'2" hairy cork man going, you hurt my feelings.
Totally.
That's great, because I read, I always do like a lot of these Psychology Todays before I do these episodes, just because I'm like, have like 7 topics planned that we never covered, that we never cover ever. But one of them was like the difference between like men and women. I was just reading it, but it was very much that men are brought up not to talk about their feelings and then they can't and they don't understand. And so what you're saying, because saying that you're sensitive is not considered masculine, so it's really hard to have to admit that and go, actually,
it's not a negative thing. Because if like, for example, if I was a kid and my dad would say to me, you're too sensitive, as a kid I would have gone, oh fuck, you know, I shouldn't be that. But actually I'm now like a 34 years of age going, yeah, I am sensitive, yeah. And totally. Do you know what I mean? I'm just to say that there's nothing wrong with it. Is like, so it does open my world a lot, actually. You know,
you get to be more yourself, which is so important. Like, I was talking to my therapist, and when I first started going to my therapist, I was like, man, I was never a guy who gave a fuck. I was like, I was always kind of like, and he was like, that cannot be true, because you give so much of a shit now.
Yes.
He's like, there's no way. You've always been you. Yes. So what the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, but it's like the lies we tell ourselves as well. Like, I'm always like, I'm so chill, and I'm not. You know, I'm understanding. It's like getting older and realize, okay, I'm understanding and I'm logical, but I'm not fucking chill. Do you know, if I'm seeing someone for a month and I hear that they've put their dick in someone else, I'd be like, bye. I'd be like,
yeah.
But, you know, so it's like, okay, just knowing like that you're not fucking. You're not all these great qualities you want to be. Like, there's, you know, I would love to be fucking chill and not give a shit, but I get sad.
Yeah. That also doesn't make you not chill to give a shit if someone is fucking somebody else.
I can't handle that.
Right. Yeah. American chill, or the pressure on the women here to be like chill and cool. And I mean, like, if I'm texting a guy and he didn't text back for 2 days, like, I'm saying to you that it's fine, but I would be like, oh, he stopped fancying me. But then once they text back, I'd be like, oh, it's grand. Like, I wouldn't be like as chill as I just gave to you.
Yeah, where he texts you two days later and you're like, oh my God, he's coming on so hard.
He loves me.
Yeah.
Brendan, I'm excited to hear about what happens with this this whole texting game now.
Yeah, well, I'm trying to
update me.
Trying to be positive about it. But lately, here's something I am bringing that I need to stop doing, is that I'm now like putting the past rejections on this next next people. I remember saying to my buddy, I was like, that night when we were all hanging, I was like, yeah, I'm not going to kiss this girl. That never happens. I was like, she's going to go home. I'll probably never hear from her again. And just hearing myself say that, I'm like, ugh, what is wrong with you, dude?
Yeah.
It's so defeated. I'm like, this fucking sucks. You know, so I have to stop doing that. I have to take everything as a new and just keep moving forward. And have
this is a clean slate. This text conversation right now with this woman is a clean slate.
Completely. Yeah, it's great. And it's better just because I say that with the guy I was seeing to a couple of my friends. I was like, oh, yeah, he's great. He's great. He's the best. But I'm like, oh, but who knows? In 3 months, I'll probably find out he's crazy because like I've dated a few Looney Tunes. And they're like, why are you doing that? That's ridiculous.
Sucks. My therapist.
Like, you're right.
always points that out. If I can, if I say anything positive about myself, I go, but you know, I'm a fucking idiot and I hate myself. So he's like, stop doing that, dude.
I know. I know. That's so true. I remember like someone one time was like, oh, you're really attractive. And I was like, I have a gap in my teeth. And they're like, what? What? I don't know.
I used to do that. I used to do the exact same thing in my mid-20s. I'd start seeing somebody and it's all love and amazing sex and all that kind of stuff. And then I'd have to start off either the first or the second date going, you know, I was strung out on drugs for 3 years and it wasn't great. And I just think you need to know that, you know, before you get this. Why would you do that?
This is great, but I should let you guys go because we're just over an hour now. I love you guys so much.
I have an actual kid, you know.
You have a kid.
Spend time with her dad.
Sucks.
Brendan. Fucking sucks, man.
Sucks.
I'm genuinely looking forward to hearing what happens, Brendan.
I'll let you know, dude. I will let you know.
Do. I wish you all the best with it.
We'll follow each other on Instagram, right?
Yes. And then, won't we?
Won't we? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And then I'm talking to Katie. I'm like, why wouldn't he follow me back?
And then I'm going to have to be like, no, Steven takes a really long time to reply because he's not on Instagram.
I'm not really on it. Yeah. Email me. Yeah. It's just because I'm in school. I'm trying to stay away from all
true,
that shit
now. True. Yeah. I probably won't email you about it.
No. Call me.
Very intimate. An email is even more intimate than a phone call.
Jesus Christ. Are you from Steven? The 1980s?
Dear Steven, just shooting an email to say.
Oh, I hope this email finds you well.
Yeah, I do that all the time to my teachers. Right, guys, I got to go.
I love you.
All right. Peace and love. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You guys are the best. Please rate, review, all of that if you can. On the Apple Podcast, you just scroll down. It says rate, submit, review, sorry. And then for Spotify, you can't. But if you screenshot it and tag it in your story, that'd be great. I'll reshare that. And if you have any suggestions for guests, and if you sign up to the Patreon is Patreon.com/theshiftpodcast. We'll be doing interviews with listeners, and there's also solo episodes. The video for this is up there as well. And then there's some of the episodes longer up there as well. So yeah, please sign up. That'd be great. And yeah, please rate, review if you don't mind. That'd be great. I'll take that as a birthday present if you could rate and review since I'm going to be 30 on Thursday. And other than that, have a great week and I will see you next week. So actually next week we'll have the clinical psychologist on then. So if you have any questions for her, let me know in the meantime. Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.